Welcome to Kaput Radio. I'm Martin, and today I will present a little review about the latest plague coming from the NRA in the USA here to this state. It's about the shooters and fishing party muscling up to sneak in the guns to this place. Now, I don't have a gun, but if I understand the false security logic of these gun morons, it can backfire, especially in your electorate, Mr. Premier. Imagine, Mr. Premier, one of your kids being killed accidentally, as happened in New Zealand, in the park by some shooter. What would you say then? A few more votes for a child's life, asshole? The shooters, you've been good on that before.
Oh, yeah, shooting, mate. Yeah.
Well, that president of the
is that on?
Party,
turn it on.
Yeah, it is on.
It's okay, running. Then.
You heard him saying that he's warning America to not let up with the guns and stuff. No?
Who, Alan Jones?
No, here, the New South Wales Shooting Party president.
Yeah, yeah.
He was recently on television. I saw him in a boat sitting with a fishing guy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was a comedy show. No, but he was saying, here, come on, you know, on shoot. No? And I was a campaign.
Were they in a national park? You're only allowed to shoot national parks.
Yeah, national parks, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
What it's after, yeah.
It's open season.
Fishing people are not so fond, but they try to find
there's
a whale good. There, but it's not
there's
very
good
difficult.
Fish in the national parks.
No, where they
good fishing.
They realized it's not good, and so but they're not standing up against the shooting guy. You know, you're not
the shooting guy, mate. Have you seen the problem with the bowerbirds?
No.
What they're doing to the national parks?
No,
they're just putting blue things all over the
those
place.
Those renegade bowerbirds.
Bowerbirds, mate. They've got an open season.
Do we have some kind of insurgent there happening in the ornithology?
Well, you know, the people that live around the national parks, all right?
Yeah.
You go put your washing on the line, and you come back, and all your blue pegs are gone, mate.
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
Fantastic.
Yeah, of course, there's more people complaining. Shoot them. You don't want... Let the kids go in. Let the kids have a shot, mate.
Yeah, and if the kids,
but if cane toads.
But I mean, if the
shooting.
Kids,
they don't make a problem of the cane toads, do they?
Shooting bullets and catching them, and bathing them.
Well, some people shoot fish, you know.
I've never heard any problems with the cane toads. What's the problem with the cane toad?
Well, you can't catch them with a reel and a hook and a bait.
No.
Anyway, coming back to the shooting, because it's kind of the culture.
You can. You know what you use? You get a Richmond River butterfly. And you put it on a line, and you can catch them like that. They're good. The Richmond, because they've got the right colours. Yes.
And our Premier Barry or Farrell would agree, or
of course he
what
would.
Is he going to do?
Man, you know how many letters he gets from people, the companies who make the blue bloody pegs, mate. They're losing money.
Why?
Well, you go back to using wooden ones. They f***ing lose your forests, mate.
I thought it was only this milk bottle lid thing. The blue lids are a problem.
No one. Who gets milk bottles anymore? Blue pegs.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
it all goes. And if you've got a dog, they come and eat all your kibble.
And what about the wild pigs and all these other feral things they supposedly want to clean out?
Yeah, there's no problem with them, is there?
Well, that's what they're claiming, that they're going there to shoot all those animals, which
I thought
they're
going to shoot the kangaroos and things.
Yeah. No, feral cats, and if they can ever shoot them, I mean, you know, if they ever get them.
Ah, you can't.
Anyway,
it's too big a problem.
It's rationale. It's only the rationale.
Yeah. It's a great idea. Yeah. It's a great idea.
We're heading into winter. I can hear it in your cough.
Well, you can tell, you know, I think what it really comes down to was selling the electricity generators. And mission accomplished.
And so we don't need to worry?
Nothing to worry about, mate, though. So I'm asking all our leaders now with full sincerity. Yeah, who the hell gave you the right to take the guns from me? Yeah, who the hell gives you the right to take the guns from me?
It's an invitation call. It says the undersigned requests the pleasure of the company of Wyatt Earp. Excuse me, it's me, Wyatt Earp, to the gunfight at the OK Corral. Signed, RSVP, Ike Clampton, and the late Robert.
I said it earlier in the program, better to be judged by 12 while you're alive than to be carried by 6 after you've made the mistake of not defending yourself. So if you're in the home and the person who is in your home trying to assault and endanger your wife and children and what have
you. You want me to come over because you've got an invitation to the gunfight at OK Corral, and it's a matter of life and death, right? Well, usually I wouldn't mind coming over if it was just a matter of life, but when you say it's a matter of death as well.
Parent of a minor who wants to buy ammunition for that child.
For those of you who don't know, in Australia, one political problem we have is we don't sort of have that advantage that a lot of other countries have, where they have the major parties, like in America, the Republicans are pro-gun, and the Democrats are anti-gun. We don't have that advantage here at all.
You know, Fletch, you and I are really a lot alike, don't you think so?
No, Kogan. I got a badge.
Yeah, well, I got a bus. What makes you think you're better than me?
I don't know. I dress better. What's the difference? You're here to try to kill me, right?
I'm not here to try. I'm gonna kill you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You're the disease. I'm the cure.
May the force be with you. Forget the cliches. Let's get this over with.
Remember this game, Sledgy? I used to make you sweat pretty good.
Well, hunting in national parks does, as hunting in state forests has done, it gives opportunities for huge pent-up demand of people that want to use firearms, they want to go hunting, and go out hunting on public land. It's good for the environment, and it's good for the shooting movement.
Hey, you're supposed to shoot me, not my gun! Hey, quit shooting my gun!
Go out, go bush, drive their four-wheel drives.
There he is.
Go hunting.
Here he comes! Start firing, Halle! Surprise everybody! This is OK Bin Sheikh Corral! Surprise at the OK Corral! Well, that does it. No more gunfights at the OK Corral. What do you mean no more gunfights at the OK Corral? I came here for a gunfight and I'm not going to leave without one. OK! So wide up, draw your pistol!
So I'm asking all our leaders now with all sincerity. Yeah, who the hell gave you the right taking guns from me?
But gangs are using guns like these.
Wow, bang. It all falls into place, doesn't it? Guns are dangerous. Stuff comes out the end of them. Actually, do we, I'm curious, do we have a reverse angle on that? Can we roll that footage again if we have the split and just show the reverse angle? Can we see that again? Powerful stuff there. Powerful stuff.
Basically, it's coming from people such as the Greens who really are talking about wanting their socialist, almost bloody communistic culture to take control. Yeah, and they've come very close to getting a lot of that done in the last few years.
Hi, Jenny Gee. I'm speaking here with a campaigner against shooting in the national parks in New South Wales. Good day, Jenny Gee. Can you tell us a little bit about this campaign?
Yes, I'd like to inform everybody that they're trying to get 12-year-olds permission to use bows and arrows and shotguns in national parks with their parents. We're not really sure of what kind of controls are going to be with this, but what will happen, of course, is that nobody will want to go for bushwalks while this mob are running around the place. And in New Zealand, where they brought it in, they've already had fatalities and a lot of problems with it. And I think it's just the thin edge of the wedge where they're trying to use our national parks to get people thinking that guns are okay and normalise the whole gun-owning situation so that the American gun lobby can come in through the back door via the Shooters Party. And, of course, the Shooters Party deal with Tony Abbott is, you let us do this, guns in national parks, and we'll support you when you get into government. So we have the rangers in national parks against it. It's not great for wildlife. They're not marksmen, so that they'll be maiming native animals as well as feral animals. And a sensible debate is that we should be paying a professional marksman to eradicate feral animals if that's the way we want to go.
Yeah.
All of us think that it's just madness and it's just a sign of the times, but, you know, if you don't vote green, you're in for it.
You heard the party president of the Shooters and Fishers Party recently on the television stating, warning America about things which, you know, alluding to the false security paradigm of the NRA in America. To have a gun is the only safety in your life.
Yes. The military.
That was the message I took from him. You know.
The military industrial complex, the chemical complex,
trying
to run the world. And Barack Obama tried to prevent people who are certifiably insane from getting hold of guns, and they couldn't even pass that, because once the gun lobby gets in, they've got so much money to campaign against people's freedoms by saying that it's your right to hold a gun.
Mm.
That's your only protection. And, of course, once you start that slippery slope, then everyone's got to own a gun.
Yeah. So we could see quite clearly that there is an international thrust really behind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Gina Reinhart's behind financing Tony Abbott's campaign for this federal election as well.
Yeah, well, let's not confuse those two issues, because I already cover those issues in other segments. Anyway, I'm more interested what we do here on the campaign. You need to help the listeners to understand what they could do themselves. For instance, going to a website here.
Okay, yeah.
Which is full of information, I suppose. No?
Yes, it's Kate Fairman, CateFairmn.org/don't shoot. And, of course, she's our member of the Greens Party, and the Greens are the only ones that are standing up about mm-hmm. this issue.
Thanks very much. I hope this is going to resonate a little bit, because it should worry people, this trend. No?
Yes, and if you want to, you can contact that website and get yourself a petition downloaded and
actually,
then take it
Tony
around.
Actually, Tony Abbott doesn't need those votes. No? He's already so much in front, he wouldn't really need the Shooters Party, will he?
Yes, well...
Like Barry O'Farrell doesn't actually need it anymore. No,
but it's a payoff. It's a payoff to keep them all happy.
Barry O'Farrell has swung on the gay-lesbian issue a little bit, or it seems so that he's softening up to gain votes on that. And
they've done the numbers.
On the guns, he hasn't. On the gun-fishing connection, the alliance there is rock steady, is it?
Yes.
From his point?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
because it's a trade-off.
That should worry everybody, really. Thank you.
You're welcome, lovey.
So what do you say to yourself, what's this really all about in Australia? What it's really all about in Australia is the Greens are actually being run by the Reds. And the Reds, no matter where you go in the world where communism's taken control, or communist-based societies, it's all about the destruction of individual rights. And one of the key individual rights, if you like, probably maybe one of the extreme individual rights, is the retention and the ability for private citizens to own and bear arms. And we're not talking about bearing arms in a revolutionary sense. What we're talking about is just the simple ability to be able to go about our daily activities, whether we go hunting, whether we go down the range to shoot clay targets, whether we want to go... Because they are the extreme expression, if you like, of individual rights that have to be destroyed by the Reds. And by the Reds, I'm talking about the Greens.
Well, I like guns, I like the way they look. I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small, if they're for sale, hell, I want them all. I like guns, I like guns, I like guns.
And finally, around 3,000 protesters rallied outside New South Wales Parliament yesterday following the O'Farrell government's decision to open up 79 national parks in New South Wales to recreational hunting. Now, those national parks are visited by around 6 million people every year, and the main concern is that shooters will now come in guns blazing. As former candidate for the Shooters and Fishers Party Jim Purie noted...
Well, you don't know what they'll shoot. I'll shoot your sheep, I'll shoot anything.
Anything. And one thing that's anything is children, with one concerned mother at yesterday's protest saying, children might be mistaken for an animal. A risk made all the more immediate given the protesters dressed their children as animals. And if that risk seems small, just look at the hunting trophies in the office of Shooters and Fishers MP, Robert Borsak. Animal head, fox, small child. Now, Mr. Borsak, pictured here next to an elephant-coated bullet, has come under fire following the emergence of a video in which he labelled Australia's gun laws as stupid. And if there's anyone who knows about stupid laws, it's Mr. Borsak. Did you know that even if he'd wanted to, Customs would not have let him bring home that elephant he shot in the head? It really makes you question whether it's even worth killing an elephant. And so Mr. Borsak's determined to stop this madness spreading to other countries.
Well, what I'd say to the people in America is fight and fight hard. There's no way Australian gun laws are appropriate or should be enforced or even should be enacted in the United States. What's appropriate for Australia, and our gun laws are not appropriate for Australia even, to think of trying to do anything as stupid as that in the United States, the land of the free and the home of the brave, is an absolute disgrace.
Comments that some critics now say should force Premier O'Farrell to tear up his National Parks deal with the Shooters and Fishers Party. For more, we cross now to Mark Humphreys, who is a member of that party. Mark, how many elephants have you shot?
Oh, I'm not a shooter, Tom. I'm a representative of the and fishers portion of the party.
Oh, right. Well, how are you feeling about the whole hunting issue?
Well, we're feeling ignored, Tom. We've always been very supportive of the shooters' agenda, but lately it feels like it's always about them. Me, 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 shoot, shoot, shoot. It's high time our voices were heard. Quietly. We don't want to disturb the fish.
Well, have you ever thought about just going out on your own?
Who do you think we are, Tom? The sex party? We can't keep the numbers up without the shooters, which is why I brought my gun-loving buddy Clark out here, so that he can see what we're passionate about.
Now look, shooters say they just want to help cull feral animals, and that's fine, but the public feels a little uncomfortable with so many guns being brought into national parks. What's your opinion on that?
Tom, you're painting me to be some sort of monster. I'm like these kids. I just want to get in touch with nature. In particular, nature's head and its neck, and sometimes its leg if it's dark and I miss. And when that happens, I have to put my knife deep inside nature to ease its passing. It's a circle of life. But I promise you, Tom, I would never deliberately shoot a child.
Clark Richards there, father of three. Oh, I hadn't heard. Father of two. Good night.
You heard Kaput Radio with me, Martin. The media samples were taken from the ABC and YouTube and locally also produced. You can find a link to the webpage of the campaign against shooting in national parks on my webpage at radio4all.net. Again, radio4all.net. Before leaving you, Americans, Bostonians especially, deserve this nut and our comment about it. I just hope I don't get shot and catch you all next time.
But did you hear Alan Jones?
No, I never hear him.
He said that the marathon, Boston Marathon,
yeah,
obviously white people from the universities, from the left-wing groups within, because it's Boston is a university town. You've got MIT, you've got blah, blah, blah. There's a whole bunch of colleges there. Obviously, they must have student groups.
Liberal socialists.
Exactly.
Like them.
They call them liberal there. Or left wing. And it's obvious to him.
Extremist, obviously.
That, you know, these sorts of people are behind it, and that we should watch out in our universities. He said that. So we should watch out in our universities because he believes we have left wing groups in our universities, student unions and things like that.
No, I heard
and it's a warning to us. It's a warning to
us. It's an amazing thing for Boston. I heard another American thing. You saw that Waco plant explode.
Yeah.
Well, you remember the guy, the Pastor Jones in Florida? The guy wanted to burn the Quran, you know. It's rumored to have said, you know, there were gay people employed in that plan. That's
bullshit.
Why God made it explode. Yeah.
Well, that actually explains it, yeah.
It's Texas, man.
Yeah, no, that explains it, mate. Him and, I think he was on an interview with Alan Jones.
I think what we have to remember about Boston, it is a student city. You've got Harvard, MIT, and a stack of other colleges. I wouldn't be surprised if this was a conspiracy amongst students, left-wing radical students in Boston, and I think we have to think also very seriously here about our own student numbers. We're very keen to have foreign students pay the way of universities in this country without a lot of discernment about who comes in.